Again, brethren, good afternoon. And as Mr. Pippi said, we've been having a very great time here, 14 of us here. We had 9 for Passover on Friday night, and so we've been enjoying fellowship and company and good food. There seemed to be no lack of that here. So, but to get into the sermonette here, I entitled it God Forgives. And to start out, I'd like to turn to Exodus 12 and verse 15. And Exodus 12 and verse 15 reads, find it here, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread, even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whoever eateth leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. So we've all done that. We've put the leaven out of our houses. Here we are at the first day, or at least we should have, and hopefully we have. Hopefully we don't find anything as we go along throughout the week, but we're at this point. Over the last few days, we did, the last week or so, everybody, you scurried around, we cleaned cars, we cleaned here and we cleaned there, where we could think of that we had leavening in the house. And as doing this, I came across a situation that made me stop and think. We'd done a bunch, and I was pulling the fridge out and cleaning behind it, then pulled the stove out, and as the stove is in between the cupboards and the stove, you always find something that's dribbled down, and so in scrubbing this off, you know, like us, we have sin, so you see it there, so you try and change it, you scrub it off, and the material that was there that was spilled, you get it off. But when you look back, there's a stain there. You know, you put a little more cleaner on it, and you try and get it off, but it doesn't come off, does it? It stayed there. It was a spot, a stain. And sin is like that. You know, and in thinking of this, then I went and started looking up, and I looked up forgiveness and pardon. And both of these topics in the back of my Bible has sort of a concordance type of thing. There are different topics to look up, and they both wound up at 1 John 1 and verse 9. But as we turn there, I'm not going to start with verse 9 though. Mr. Bowles read some of this afternoon, or well, for us this morning, but his was afternoon. But I want to start in verse 5 and go down through this, that it is, you know, God who forgives us and washes us clean. And I'd like to start in 1 John 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is the light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not have the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And we took the Passover in anticipation of this which happened, that Christ's blood, we renewed that commitment, that Christ's blood did wash our sins away clean. And now in verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. You know, like the muck behind the stove, we have sin. None of us can say that we are sinless. We've all got sin. And even though we try to, as I said, we try to get rid of it, the stain is still there. And then in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, it's God and Jesus Christ that's going to cleanse us and from all unrighteousness. They're going to be the ones that will have to do it. And also, in sort of along this line of thinking, that, you know, looked at how we deal with people outside in the world. You know, every day we deal with people that antagonize us, and then we get upset and we get frustrated. But you have to go back and stop and think of, Matthew tells us that if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. You know, we have to be willing to forgive those out in the world, and even our brethren amongst us, that if we do something to one another, we have to forgive each other and go on. And it's with the world, like, we can't not forgive them, because if we don't forgive them, then God won't forgive us. And so we, during these days of unleavened bread, you know, picture putting sin out of our life, so we have to try and do it. They're supposed to picture the perfect life, living God's way without sin these next 7 days. But will we do that properly? Not likely. As it says, we all have sin. We strive for that, and we look to God to totally heal us and cleanse us. And as in Isaiah 43 and verse 25, to close this, I'd like to look at this, and it says, I am that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and I will not remember thy sins. You know, God is the one that doesn't remember. You know, like that stain, we remember our sins all the time. Even if we've repented of them and God has forgiven us, He forgets them. But do we forget them? No. And so throughout this, we realize that the 7 days of picturing with living without sin is a hope of the future, because it will have to be God that will cleanse us and totally forgive us and forget all our sins and go on to eternal life. And so we all look forward to that time.